anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? Welcome. I hope you're having a blessed day. Today I'm going to talk about the New Age Doctrine. And first, it's important to note that the New Age Doctrine is where you take a little bit from each religion from all over the world, including occult practices, and you put it all together in creating a one-world religion. If you know anything about just a few of the different faiths from all over the world, then you would understand that it just cannot be done. There are many faiths that believe in more than one God, and that just isn't going to work with Christianity or even Islam. In today's world, you can already see this in Christian churches and even so-called Christian music. So in this episode, we will take a look at how the New Age doctrine is quite different from Christianity. Let's begin with a scripture from Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. In the word it says, we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, we speak we in Christ. The Bible tells us that many people are trying to corrupt the Word of God. Here we will see some of the heresy which has corrupted into these modern versions of the Bible. We will see the denial of the deity of Jesus and the removal of Jesus' blood as the atonement for our sins. This category of corruption included in modern versions is known as the New Age Doctrine. Here we will look at several questions that were posed to New Agers. We will then analyze their responses and check for the presence of the New Age Doctrine in new versions of the Bible. The New Age versions of the Bible that have been referenced are the NASB, the NIV, RSV, NKJV, and the AB. So these are the versions that I am referencing when I say the New Age versions of the Bible. And when I reference the King James Version, I am referring to the original King James Version of the Bible. Question 1 for New Agers. Who is God? Maharishi, an Indian guru, says, we are all 100% divine. A theosophist, Annie Besant, says, all men are innate divinity. Shirley MacLaine, who believes in theosophy and metaphysics, said, the knowingness of our divinity is the highest intelligence. You are divine, but you must continually remember your divinity. We had all forgotten we were each divine. Lola Davis said, We need a world religion based on divine essence in each person. Peace can only come when we recognize the divinity in each person. The first New Age belief is that man is divine, such as his own God. Now, let's see if that corrupt doctrine is in the new versions. Scripture, Psalm chapter 8, verse 5. The new versions say, "Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God." The original King James Version says, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels." New versions fall back into a belief in the divinity of man. Not only do some new versions place man up with God, but these new versions also change God from the personage of the Trinity to a nature or divine nature. In other words, new versions lower God. For example, Romans chapter 1 verse 20, the new versions consider divine nature, whereas the original King James Version says Godhead. Question number 2 for New Agers. Are devils real? According to New Agers, they believe the church is wrong with calling them devils. The word demon, however, as in the case of Socrates, and in the spirit of the meaning given to it by the whole of antiquity, stands for the guardian spirit or angel, not a devil of satanic descent, as theology would have it. According to Blavatsky, a Luciferian, commented, "Demons is a very loose word to use as it applies to minor gods. There are no devils." A second New Age belief is that there are no such things as devils. Let's look at some of the new versions to check for this error. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 17, Psalm chapter 106 verse 37, Matthew chapter 8 verse 16, Matthew chapter 8 verse 31, Matthew chapter 9 verse 34, Matthew chapter 10 verse 8, and Matthew chapter 12 verse 24. All the new versions use the word demons in those verses, whereas the original King James Version uses the word devils. Indeed, new versions ignore the existence of devils. New versions change devils to demons. But in Christianity, we know that there is only one devil, Satan or Lucifer. Demons are Lucifer's minions who do evil works, according to him. Question 3 for New Agers. Are Christians slaves or servants of Christ? Per Webster's dictionary, let's look up the meanings between servant and slave. Servant, one who exerts himself for the benefit of another master, as a public servant, an official of the government. Slave, a person held in bondage, a thrall, one who has lost control of himself, freedom of action, a drudge. Per Webster, there is a big difference between servants and slaves. Servants work because they want to. Servants have retained their freedom. Slaves work because they have to. Slaves have lost their freedom. So how do New Agers see Christians? The New Agers see Christ Church as bigoted and cruel to all who do not choose to be its slaves. New Age leaders say Adam was a slave before he ate from the tree of life. He was emancipated just like Lucifer, who preferred free will to passive slavery. Another New Age author writes, Dogmas have made weaklings and slaves of men. Justification by faith and vicarious atonement were taught as gospel truth, and man became a greater slave than before. Thus, New Agers see Christians as slaves of Christ. So I ask you, as a Christian, how do you see yourself? As a slave or a servant? Well, let's see if this New Age belief is in some of the modern versions. Mark chapter 10, verse 44, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 21 and 22, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. The new versions say slave, while the old King James Version says servant or servants. Sure enough, New Age doctrine can be added to our list of errors contained in the new versions. I will do one more question in this episode, and then I will follow with the rest of the questions in our next episode. So question number 4 for New Agers, who does Christ refer to? Roy Livesey, author and publisher of the New Age Bulletin in England, says, Christ, however, doesn't refer to the Lord Jesus Christ, but to the world teacher. Thus, New Agers change Jesus Christ, the Master, to just a teacher. Let's see if the new versions do the same. Matthew chapter 8, verse 19. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Mark chapter 5, verse 35. Mark chapter 13, verse 1. Mark chapter 14, verse 14. Luke chapter 3, verse 12. Luke chapter 8, verse 49. Luke chapter 11, verse 45. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. Luke chapter 19, verse 39. Luke chapter 20, verse 21. Luke chapter 20, verse 39. Luke chapter 21, verse 7. Luke chapter 22, verse 11. They all say teacher in the new versions, and in the old King James Version, they all say master. Now, if you look at John chapter 4, verse 31, John chapter 11, verse 8, and John chapter 11, verse 28, the new versions will use the word rabbi, whereas the old King James Version will say master. The importance of the original King James Version from 1611 is considered to be the most accurate translation. When you compare this version to the modern versions, you will see hundreds, if not thousands, of changes made in words and verses. Many scriptures are even taken out entirely. So I gave you several scriptures to review and use your own reference books, such as the Strong's Concordance and the Vine's Concise Dictionary, that can also help guide you. And until next time, thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Dorice is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there! If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yuppiestudio or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.